With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. G7 leaders meeting on a global defense conference in Italy. In his opening speech, Italian Defense Minister Guido Crosetti warns wars in Ukraine, the Middle East, and elsewhere are deepening tensions all around the globe.
The brutal Russian aggression in Ukraine and the indeed critical situation in the Middle East, combined with the profound instability of sub-Saharan Africa and the increasing tension in the Indo-Pacific region, highlight a deteriorated security framework with forecast for the near future that cannot be positive.
Nothing is official just yet, but Ukrainian government officials say a video apparently showing dozens of North Korean soldiers collecting Russian military fatigues and gear and weapons aims to intimidate Ukrainian forces. Officials warn it could mean that North Korea is sending troops to assist Russian soldiers. Also, at SRNnews.com, small business owners growing more uncertain about the economy ahead of the presidential election.
The National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index edged up 0.3 points in September to 91.5, but the Uncertainty Index rose 11 points to 103, the highest ever recorded. As they face uncertainty, small business owners are spending less. The net percent of owners reporting inventory gains fell 4 points to a net negative 13%, the lowest reading since June 2020. John Scott reporting.
Federal judge has delayed an order requiring Google to open up its Android app store to more competition. That's until an appeals court decides whether to block the shakeup because of legal questions surrounding a jury's verdict that branded Google as a monopolist. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple opens yet another abortion facility.
The 24-hour telehealth operation is located in Virginia and allows women to obtain abortion drugs without having to have an office visit with a doctor. The Satanic Temple describes abortion as a, quote, ritual, and therefore protected under the First Amendment's guarantee of freedom of religion, an assertion that has so far been rejected by the courts. The temple has always supported abortion, but it has ramped up its activities since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota judge will not let the state's near total ban on abortion stand while the state appeals the ruling, striking down the law. Last month, District Judge Bruce Romanek ruled the state abortion restrictions are unconstitutionally vague and that pregnant women in that state have a fundamental right to abortion up until the unborn baby is viable. This is SRN News. Now, this is one special NFL player. He is coming back to the roster tomorrow, but it was no ordinary injury.
Ricky Pearsall will be activated and make his NFL debut Sunday against the Chiefs, 50 days after he was shot in the chest. The 49ers rookie receiver avoided nerve and organ damage when shot during a robbery attempt in San Francisco on August 31st, spending one night in a hospital. He returned to practice on Monday, and head coach Kyle Shanahan said Friday that he will officially be taken off the non-football injury list. Shanahan says he was pleased with Pearsall's progression during the week's practices. Pearsall was taken in the first round of the 2024 draft out of Florida. I'm Dave Ferry.
Major shooting in central Mississippi overnight. 3 people have been killed, 8 more wounded. Officials say it started after 2 men started a fight and came after a school's homecoming football game. More details at SRNnews.com.